Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Going to go through our Supercoach draft review for round five. And I'll tell you what, I've been involved in some pretty scat Supercoach draft weekends, but this one takes the absolute cake. Took on my commissioner, Cozzy, one of the great blokes of all time. Definitely didn't deserve what happened to him over the weekend. Obviously being the commissioner is a pretty tough job. You deal with a lot of bullshit, making decisions, accepting trades, all that sort of stuff. And Cozzy's always done a tremendous job in our league. I think our league would be kind of fucked without him, to be completely honest with you. And unfortunately this year, Cozzy, he started very poorly. He started with a 0-4 record, so hasn't won a game yet coming into the game against me. And he's been unlucky over the years. There was actually there's a very famous draft in our league where I think he was over away in Europe or something, and he drafted, and I think he ended up with like fucking half of the Dragons squad in 2017 or something. It was pretty fucking grim. And then he had to sort of trade his way to try and get a decent team, and it was just an absolute clusterfuck. So he's had a bit of bad luck over the years. Cozzy's our commissioner. He hasn't won a comp, deserves to have won a comp. But the weekend was definitely one of the great dry fistings I have ever seen. It was fucking brutal. As much as I handed it out and was happy to, there was part of me that died a little bit inside, because I could throw a dart and hit a worse bloke if I threw a dart out the window than Cozzy. So bit of a rough one there, but we'll go through the game. So just for context, you would have already seen it on social media, I guess, but you know, my draft comp's been going for 12 years. You think about 12 years, there's 25, you know, seasons in a 25 weeks in a season. There's 14 guys in my comp. So you're probably looking at, off the dome, I would say like 5 or 6,000 Supercoach scores that we've had in our comp ever, right? Which is a lot of Supercoach scores. Now, Cozzy's score of 1,076 was the 12th highest score we have ever seen in the last 12 years. Unfortunately for Cozzy, though, he just happened to play me, who got the 7th highest score in the history of our Supercoach comp. So even the odds of him playing anyone else this week, there was a 1 in 14 chance that he was playing me, and there was probably about a 7 out of 6,000 shot that he was playing someone that beat him in that game. It was just 11 out of 6,000. It's honestly fucking unbelievable. If you understand Supercoach draft, you'll understand just how much of an astronomical fucking nightmare this weekend was for Cozzy. It went to updates. It was wild. I'll take you through the weekend, though. It kicked off on Thursday night, the Melbourne Storm in that one. He had Eli Katoa and he VC'd him, so shout out to him. Had a big, big game, Eli Katoa. I think he scored a double, threw an intercept early, and I thought, how good, that'll rattle his confidence. False, it did not rattle his confidence. He absolutely blew it away. So I was sitting there after the first game going, fuck, I thought I was going to shit in this weekend because I had the Cowboys versus the Titans. All of a sudden, I've got 110 VC against me after one game, which was pretty grim. We then had the I had the Roosters Bulldogs game. In that one, my guys did all right. Daniel Tupu, he scored a try, got 75. We'll take that. Josh Curran did his job, 60. Josh Curran got dual, by the way. How fucking good. Drew Hutchinson, 34. Fucking Hutcho, this is who he is. 34 in base, though. If that's the worst he's going to do, I can sort of wear it for now. But yeah, Tupu, Curran, Hutcho, 75, 60, 34. I was okay with that. We then move to the late game on Friday night, which is the Newcastle Knights versus the Dragons. I had Kai Pierce-Paul in this one. He was on 58. He actually downgraded to 50. But if KPP can put out a 50 every week without any attacking stats, I'm more than happy to take that, especially where I drafted him. On the other side of the park, Kieran had Dane Gagai and Moses Sully, who got 46 and 41. So Sully in that weather against Newcastle, I wasn't expecting too much. But Gagai, he's just been, you know, shitting out base stats for fun over the last few weeks. So I was happy to get away with a 46 there. That one worked out okay. In that game, though, I also had Zach Lomax, who got 112. Now, you guys, when you're watching this, you'll probably already know Team List Tuesday, but it sounds like there's a very good chance Lomax could play fullback, which could be a real game changer for me in my Supercoach draft comp, getting Lomax at fullback. He's absolutely killing it at the moment on the wing at fullback. I mean, to steal the words of a complete and utter moron, it could be anything, just quietly. So very, very excited about that. Fingers crossed he does get it. In that game, I also had a CTW. Tommy Eisenhuth comes off the bench, does a job for me every week, gets 40 in the CTW. Until I get Greg Marsew back and Corey Oates back now, more than happy to just to plug Eisenhuth. I might even play him in the back row next week. Gives me a safe 45 with a bit of upside in him. Happy to take it week in, week out. So at that point, you know, outside of the VC, I was actually sitting okay. All my guys had gone reasonably well outside of Hutcho, but I don't expect anything from him anyway. Everyone had gone, you know, 75, 60. I had the 100 plus from Zach Lomax, so I'd made up a little bit of ground. I still had my captain up my sleeve, and he'd had, you know, 240s. Then the Warriors game kicked off. And this was the alarming one for me. As you know, South Sydney, very famous for not getting off the fucking bus at the moment. I had no one in this game. He had a couple of Warriors. He had Wade Egan and Tamare Martin. Now, Wade Egan had an absolute blinder right up there with player of the week for me. Only scored 88 Supercoach points, so I was happy to take that considering how well he played. The one that hurt was Tamare Martin. He was sitting on about 6 Supercoach points after 30 minutes, and I'm going, good as gold. This will square up the Eli Katoa thing. He ended up on 98 fucking points. He absolutely exploded. I think he had 2 try assists. He scored a try himself, which was an absolute cracker. So you got a guy like, and this is the beauty of Supercoach draft, you got a guy like Tamare Martin, who was medically retired a couple of years ago. Great, fantastic story to come back, gets his opportunity and kills it. And I couldn't even be fucking happy for him because I was sitting at home death riding him just to stay quiet in this game. But Tamare Martin went big, 98. That had me a little bit rattled, I'm not going to lie. Then the next game, we had the Manly Seagulls going up against the Penrith Panthers. Now, Cozzy ended up in a pretty shit Supercoach draft spot this year, yeah? So he didn't, he sort of, his first two picks were a little bit tough. He ended up going with Dally Cherry Evans as one of his top picks, which I never really liked. And this week, I knew I was playing him. I knew the Manly Seagulls were playing Penrith. I went, how good is this? DCE will go quiet. DCE potentially had the game of his fucking career on the weekend. Absolutely brained the Penrith Panthers. Scored 128 against the Panthers. And at that point, I thought, okay, that's probably my weekend done and dusted. DCE, 128. Eli Katoa's got 220 as his VC. That's probably me all out. The one thing that just left the door ajar, he also had Liam Henry, who you might remember from getting concussed, being unconscious on the ground and getting penalised. So a very tough gig. He ended up with a minus one Supercoach score. So as I said, just left the door ajar, gave me a little sniff. At that point, I thought, okay, maybe I'm a chance here. We then had the Dolphins game in that one, Dolphins-Tigers. He had Jack Bostock, who was on 30 after about 4 minutes, only finished on 50, so we'll take that. I had Alex Twell, who I brought in, who did really well, 57, a couple of injuries fell his way, but he was really solid defensively. I'm kind of hoping that Benji might utilize him as that guy off the bench where he brings on and leaves him on there for 50 minutes, but we'll see over the next few weeks. Now that Curran's got dual, it's kind of solved that problem. The other guy I brought in for the second time was Bud Sullivan. It was funny. I had him in week one, played him, he got hooked. I played him in this week, picked him up, and of course he got hooked again, but then he managed to get back on the field. So it was all okay. He sort of came out with an okay score. Bud Sullivan got me a 39. When he came off the field, he was on about 13, and I thought, fuck, I should have just taken my AE. This is ridiculous. Thankfully, he got back on the field, scored me 39 points, which at the end of the day, actually turned out to be really important. I ended up winning by about 25 points. Give you the hot tip, 39 minus 25. That would have made my game very, very tight. So Bud Sullivan, my low-key hero with a cape on in this game. A weird turn of events, right, Kat? Absolutely wild, because I said some really mean things about him at halftime. We then had the Cowboys-Titans game. Now, this game was always going to decide my weekend. The Cowboys up there playing the Titans, who are in all fucking sorts. I had Scotty Drinkwater as my captain. I had Robson, Reuben Cotter, Kyle Felt. My boys absolutely lit it up. Kyle Felt was the quietest with a 61. Reuben Cotter got through a stack of work, 68. You love to see it. Reece Robson nudged up 117. He's getting some very good attacking stats this year, Reece Robson. But my boy, my number one draft pick, Scotty Drinkbloke, 288 points as my super coach captain. And at this point, I thought, you know what? I'm home. I can't lose this. I did a live reaction on the Instagram page, went through it all, wrote every single moment. And by the end of it, I was literally saying, he's got three players to come. He's got four players to come. I've got one. I'm sweet. I'm home. I got nothing to worry about here. And my God, didn't it take a turn? It was almost one of the worst early crows of all time. In that game, he also had David Fifita, who was absolutely gassed, but managed to knock out 81 Supercoach points. He was huge for Fifita in this game. He also had Fine Fuiaki as his AE, who got a 32. So we'll wear that. I had him in my classic side too, so that wasn't ideal. But anyway, now, I was up by about 220 points, right? Something along those lines. And I had Morgan Smithies to come, who Morgan Smithies the last few weeks has been getting 40s or so. So I was thinking, you know what, 260 points. He's only got three players to come. I think I'm home. I think I'm sweet. Little did I know what was about to play out. Thank God Morgan Smithies played 80 minutes and had an absolute blinder. He scored 69 points. Nice. 69 points for Morgan Smithies, which turned out to be so fucking crucial, it's not even funny, which put me up by almost 300 points. And I thought, okay, now I'm sweet. Now I'll get home. Then the Raiders game started. As I said, Smithy, 69. Great to see. He had Ryan Madison. He got a 48. That's what we expected from Maddo. That's okay. The two variables in this game were just how high that Ethan Strange and Matty Timoko could push their ceilings. And my God, Ethan Strange pushed his ceiling as far as he fucking could. Matty Timoko exploded through his. Ethan Strange got 96 Supercoach points. I think he was on 70 or 80 at halftime, so I got away with that. Thank God he didn't really do anything in the second half. But Matty Timoko got 124. So as I'm watching this game, I'm sitting there going, ooh, this is going to be a little bit tighter than what I'd hoped. This is becoming a little bit alarming. It got more alarming, more alarming. Thankfully, Morgan Smithy stayed on the field. I kept checking to see if he was on the field. He stayed on the entire time. Corey Horsburgh got injured. That might have actually won me this game in the end, thank God. And then Matty Timoko, when he scored on the very last play, I was actually on a delay by about 30 seconds or so when I was watching the game, because the internet was screwing with me a little bit. And I just saw my Supercoach draft chat light up with everyone. Oh, my God, what's happening? Dirks has shit the bed. Fucking Guru's falling into a heap. And I was like, oh, my God. And I just watched him pick up a loose ball, score. At the end of the round, we ended up only 3 points separating us. We had updates to come. Now, if you're in a Supercoach draft league where you play captains, you'll be well and truly aware that when you have a good captain, a guy that collects a lot of points, like a Drinkwater, like a Cleary, like a Turbo, normally they tend to find points. And when you're getting double points, normally that gives you a little bit of breathing room. So I was reasonably confident that I was going to win, but it was a little bit too close to be for comfort. Not on top of that it was going to be just an all-time record loss as well, which would have fucking killed me. Thankfully, it's killed Cozzy. A very, very tough gig for him. We went to updates and I ended up with a score of 1,076, the seventh highest score in my Supercoach draft league's history. And Cozzy ended up with 1,051. So I ended up winning by about 25 points. As it turns out, Morgan Smithy staying on the field the entire time was very crucial. Bud Sullivan coming back on the field and putting together 20 points, very crucial. Liam Henry, though, getting his negative one was probably the most crucial thing of the weekend. So I had a lot of things that went my way, thankfully. But look, to be honest with you, like, I also had things go against me. Obviously, fucking DCE scored 120 against Penrith. That's unheard of. He got 110 VC. You know, I'm obviously missing two of my three top draft picks, which I'm getting back. maybe this week, if not next week, which is super exciting. But yeah, got a little bit lucky this weekend, I'm not going to lie. In saying that, got lucky, put together, you know, the seventh highest score ever. It's not like I played poorly. But Cozzy, I think, probably deserved to win this one. Like, all things considered, when you're 0-4, you score 1,051 with when one motherfucker gets negative one. A very, very tough gig there. So we will take it. I will take the W. I need to stack up as many wins as I can right now. The big thing about my season and what's going to decide my season, I'll talk about it a lot this year, we play our grand final round 27. So if you have a look at the draw for the season, the Cowboys, which is fucking 80% of my draft team, they play the Bulldogs in the last week. So if Scott Drinkwater and all my boys are playing that week, I think I'll be very hard to beat. The week before that, I'm not sure who they play, maybe Melbourne, which isn't an ideal matchup. But the week before that, they actually have a bye. So what I have to do is I have to finish top four and I have to win finals week one in order to get the second week off when the Cowboys have their bye, then it doesn't matter. But if I'm not in the top four, if I'm outside of the top four, that's where I could get in a little bit of curry. Or if I lose week one of finals, I really, really need to aim to win finals week one. I need to win that game to miss the Cowboys bye. And then I'm sitting in a very, very good spot. Really long-term thinking, but this is what Supercoach Draft Comps are all about. And as soon as I knew I had Drinkwater as my number one pick and I knew I was going to pick up a couple of Cowboys as I went, I made the decision that, okay, I'm going to go all in here, but I need to make sure that I finish top four. So it might mean that I have to get a little bit desperate throughout the season, dropping guys to get wins and whatnot. And at the time, I ended up dropping Siwa Wong to pick up Bud Sullivan, which I'm hoping doesn't bite me in the ass. It might, though. It ended up getting me the win here. So we will take that 2 points, puts us into the top four, puts us as the top point scorer in our league as well. We'll get Britton Nikita back this week, which is super exciting. We might get Greg Marshew back as well. If not this week, we'll get Marshew back next week, I believe. So all starting to come together. I've been without. It's so, so weird. I had pretty much my full team in the first 2 weeks. Didn't win a game. Then I lost Wong, Nikita, Marshew, lost these guys, and then somehow I haven't lost a game since, and I've been absolutely flying. So weird how Supercoach Draft works like that. The Cowboys have had some good games in there, obviously, and whatnot. But yeah, sitting pretty now. We're sitting in third place. We've scored the most points in our league. So we've got a record of 3 from 5 wins. The guy in second place, Stevie, who won it last year, he's at 4 from 5. And I think Kurt, who had a really good season last year as well, to his credit, and has a really good team this year, he's sitting 5 from 5. So despite scoring the most points, we're in third place. But as long as we're in the top four, I don't really give a flying fuck. I just need to finish in the top four. So getting wins like this is going to be super important. So really happy with how the draft team is going. We are going to have the weekly rub down boys. Natty and Wooker are coming into the studio this week, so we'll have a big episode, a deep dive there, talk about our seasons, weaknesses, strengths. I've got a heap to talk about on both fronts there. My halves are obviously completely shithouse. Rest of my team's pretty strong though. Lomax may be playing fullback this week, so a couple of wins to take out of that, obviously. But Natty and Wooker will be joining us this week, so make sure you stay tuned for that. That is going to be a cracking episode. Haven't caught up with the boys in a while. Going to have a couple of brewskis and put the feet up and talk a bit of Supercoach Draft.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, definitely our favorite shared interest, but one of my favorite interests, as you guys know from this podcast and the social media. But a good win on the weekend. Really, really tough knock for Cozzy, losing by 25 points when he had the 12th highest score ever. It's fucking brutal. But this is what Supercoach is all about, the twists and the turns and all that. I don't think we're ever going to get a wilder game in our Supercoach Draft Comp. I just can't imagine it ever happening, that you get the 12th highest score ever versus the 7th highest score ever that goes to updates. Just fucking insanity. And it all happened on the Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, where probably 2/3 of our points were scored, which was just crazy. So unreal weekend of Supercoach Draft. It was an absolute roller coaster. I think this weekend, I'm not sure who we've got this weekend, but once again, I think the Panthers have the bye. We don't have any Panthers, so we're not missing any players. A game that I would expect to win without looking at matchups and all that sort of shit. A game that I would expect to win there just based on having everyone available. Get Nikita back. Hopefully get Marzu back, pending team list, which you guys will have by the time you guys are listening to this. So yeah, super exciting. It's all starting to come together for Supercoach Draft, and I think we're in for another very, very good season.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.